it's time to bring to you today's message by Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. May God bless you as you listen. And how to be free. If you look into the book of Genesis chapter 2, and we read verses 10 and 14, we will discover some things there. Genesis chapter 2 verse 10. It says, and a river went out of Eden to water the garden. And from thence it was parted and became into four heads. Verse 14 says, and the name of the third river is Hidekel. That is it which goes towards the east of Assyria. And the fourth river is Euphrates. The river
Euphrates.
It's very important.
Oh, she pataki.
It is extremely important.
Oh, she pataki. Gidi gidi.
If you have studied the book of Revelation, you would have seen the important part that River Euphrates is going to play in the last drama.
Obatiri ipati odo Euphrates yoko ninu igbese ere ikeyin.
Why is Euphrates so important?
Kini odo Euphrates yi se pataki?
Why is it so peculiar? The reason is this, that River
Euphrates,
by the bank of that river, used to be the headquarters of Satan. From the beginning, Satan chose that river and built his headquarters by the side of that river. It was from that bank of River Euphrates that Satan came into the Garden of Eden to tempt Adam and
Eve.
After the fall of our forefathers, Satan went back to his headquarters. It is from there again that he came to destroy the world. Through the time of
Noah,
by introducing things that he knows God will hate. After some time, Satan decided that instead of hiding, he
will
build a city that everybody could see beside this river
Euphrates.
And this river, this city which he built, is called Babylon. It was built by such a man called Nimrod. Let's look at Genesis chapter 10. And we look at verses 8 to 10. Genesis chapter 10.
8
to 10. And Cush begat Nimrod,
Kushiti bi Nimrodu.
He began to be a mighty one in the earth.
Owo si bere si di alagbara ni aye.
He was a mighty hunter before the Lord.
Owo si se ogbojo de niwaju Oluwa.
Therefore it is said.
Nitori na le a se wipe.
Even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord.
Gege bi Nimrodu ogbojo de niwaju Oluwa.
And the beginning of his kingdom was Babel.
Ipile se ijoba re ni Babeli.
Babylon or Babel, they mean the same thing.
Babeli, tabi Babyloni.
Who is Nimrod?
Tani Nimrodu.
Well, the Bible says he was a mighty hunter.
Bibeli wipe ogbojo ode ni.
That he was much more than that.
O tun ju be lo.
He was really an agent of the devil. If you want to know how evil this man was, then I will tell you that he married his mother. I think that one is terrible enough. He is so evil that there is just no way you can compare anyone else to him. He was the embodiment of Satan. And Satan used him to build Babylon. And you will hear more about Babylon. If you read Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. If you read verse 5 there. And 6. You will hear the word Babylon coming up again. Let's take it from verse 4. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color. And decked with gold. And precious stones and pearls. Having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her head was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints, and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wonder with great admiration. There are certain things we are going to say tonight that will surprise you a little. But I want you to know that we are telling you the truth as it is. We are not against anyone. We are not trying to destroy anyone. We are going to tell you the truth. Because the Bible says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Well, Babylon was built.
I call Babylon.
As the headquarters of Satan. And this is where the first Christian society began. Why? When Nimrod married his mother. His uncle, who is a child of
Noah,
was so outraged that he decided that the only way to get the land clean is to destroy Nimrod. So he got a sharp cutler and attacked Nimrod.
Nimrod
and cut him to pieces. But the followers of
Nimrod
were already so attached to Nimrod
that
they were so sad when Nimrod died. So the mother of Nimrod called them together and said, the fellow who has died
And it's all kunya.
Has become a god. So let us start worshiping him. If you cannot worship him openly, because if you worship him openly, they will kill us. Let us worship him secretly. That is the origin of the first secret society. And if you want to join this society, the first thing you must do is that you must confess everything you have done to the priest. A priest will hide behind a piece of cloth.
And
then you will sit in front of him. Then you will tell him everything you have done. When you committed adultery, when you stole, if you have killed anybody, and as you have seen all these things, they will be written down. And after you've made all these confessions, you become a slave to the priest. Because if at any time you try to pull out, they tell you, well, we know your secret. Does that sound familiar to you at all? And you think of an organization today that does exactly the same thing. Well, we shall discover a little more before we say anything more. But I want to give you an example.
But
today, what is still being done in the secret society is exactly what has been started at
Babylon.
I've told you the story of the certain man before, who wanted power.
And it's also about
and therefore he joined the secret society. And after he joined them,
then he
told them that there are certain secrets that we cannot reveal to you. Because you are still very low. And he says, no, I want to be very high. And they say, well, if you want to be very high, then we will perform a certain ceremony. And after that one, you can know all the secrets. And they brought him into the secret house. And on the altar of their temple there, there was something that was lying like a human being. And they covered it with white cloth. And they marked the section that represented the heart. And they told him, under that piece of cloth, it's just a piece of plastic. It's just something symbolic. We want you to demonstrate to us that you belong to us permanently by taking this knife and driving it into the heart of that plastic. And as you do so, you will be saying,
oh my, we pray,
let all the enemies of this secret society perish. And the man said, that's a simple thing. I will do it. So they gave him the knife. And then he went there. And he drove down the knife with all his force. But to his surprise, he had a great shout of pain. Because the man underneath the cloth is alive and well. Until that knife went down. So this man started shouting, ah, you have deceived me, you have deceived me. You have caused me to kill. They said, yes. It is now that you are truly a member. Because everything you have done has been recorded by camera. If you know our secrets now, you cannot go and reveal the secrets to the police. Because if you do, you will show them your picture where you are committing murder. In other words, Those who join the secret society are compelled to do certain things that will keep them permanently there. That if they try to get out, there is something that will be used against them. It started a long time ago. When you confess all the terrible things you've done, they accept you into this original secret society. Know fully well that you can never get out of
the
way. The high priest of this secret society, this original secret society, was given a title. And that title is the Pontiff.
Pontiff.
P-O-N-T-I-F-F.
Pontiff.
Something you must have had before. But you will hear a little more. And as I said, get ready for surprises. You know Caesar?
Julius Caesar.
If somebody, some of you are educated, would have heard about. Became the Pontiff 74 years before Jesus Christ was born.
Oh, no, the Pontiff.
And all the great things that he did, he did them because of the powers that the secret society gave to him.
53 years
before Jesus Christ was born, he changed his title from Pontiff to Supreme Pontiff.
Oh, you call Father Cole, the Pontiff, it is the.
And when Julius Caesar died, every Roman emperor after him became the Supreme Pontiff. Because we know that whoever is the leader of the secret society is also the leader of everybody else. But 376 A.D., a certain emperor by the name Gratian became a Christian. And when he became a Christian, and they asked him to come and be the Supreme Pontiff also, he refused. He said he has accepted Jesus Christ. And when you have Jesus Christ, you don't need the devil anymore.
Oh, so
he knows the power of Jesus is enough for him. Everybody was surprised. How can you refuse what has been happening since Julius Caesar? But he says he has Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ is enough. And Jesus is enough for me also. I believe it's enough for you also. Then they say, well, who is going to be the next Supreme Pontiff? Who is going to be the Supreme
Pontiff?
Then the Bishop of Rome.
Bishop of Rome.
By the name Damasus. Accepted the office. The emperor refused it. The Bishop of Rome accepted it. And from that day onward, the Roman Catholic Church became the bride of the Antichrist. I told you to be ready for surprises. I'm telling you fast and figure. And I'm going to give you more evidence to show you that why Nigeria was rejoicing. Why Nigeria was rejoicing? That they were welcoming the Pope. Those of us who know the cities, we are with
you.
So we thank God. You shall know the truth. And the truth shall set you free. This bishop, Damasus by name, who accepted the office,
he
was elected
bishop
by the monk of Mount Carmel. In other words, on Mount Carmel, there was a certain temple built by the followers of Jezebel. You all know Jezebel, don't you? The followers of Jezebel built a temple on Mount Carmel in memory of what happened on that day when there was a fight between Elijah and the prophet of
Baal. Laarin Elijah ati Olibali.
But when Christianity came,
and
everybody was pretending to become Christian, all those people worshipping on that
mountain, they
also pretended to become Christian. And it is one of them that was appointed Bishop of Rome called Damasus. So in AD 378, the head of the Babylonian secret society also became the head of the Roman Catholic Church. And you know today that the head of the Roman Catholic Church shares the same title
as Mapei.
We call him Pope, we also call him the Pontiff. And Pontiff, as I told you earlier, is the title of the leader of the secret society of Babylon. The moment Damasus became the Pontiff, all the things that they were using in their secret society started moving into the Roman Catholic Church. For example, in AD 381, they started worshipping the Virgin Mary. And the Virgin Mary was something that they borrowed, because the Babylonian secret society, as I told you earlier, was started by the mother of
Nimrod.
And the name of the mother of Nimrod is Ishtar. And they call her the Queen of Heaven. And in order to have something from the Christian pole,
they
go on worshiping Easter, they borrow the Virgin Mary. So when they pray, they don't pray to Jesus Christ. They pray to the Virgin Mary. And you know that the Virgin Mary was a woman just like you. But they have taught her into God. But it wasn't the Virgin Mary actually. It was Easter that they were praying to. And in order to have a special time for praying to
Easter,
they gave us a certain title. A certain title that they used to represent when Jesus Christ rose from the dead. And we begin to have what we call the Easter period.
As we are saying, Easter.
There's never anything like that written in the Bible. So when you hear Easter period,
they're
actually talking about the time dedicated to the worship of the goddess Easter. The mother of
Nimrod.
The Rosario.
Rosario.
That you find the Roman Catholic using. It's never found in the Bible. Jesus never used the rosary.
Jesus,
as a matter of fact, it is an instrument of the Babylonian society. They use it in order to recount incantations. When they talk. First, the first one,
there's
a certain incantation that they would make. When they take the second one, there is something else that they would say, and so on and so forth. But they modified it and presented it to the common people as something that you can use in prayer. But when it gets into the hand of those who know the secret, it is not the prayer that they say in public, that they say in secret. Again, let me apologize once more. I'm not trying to destroy anyone. I'm telling you the truth. And simple truth. Truth that has record. Truth that you can find out for yourself. All you need to do is go into library. And find any book that talks on Babylon. And you will get all the details. And there's also a book written by a certain father. A reverend father. Who was for 50 years a Roman Catholic. Before Jesus told his
soul.
And he recorded all the secrets there. These are things you can find out. Now, if you are a member of the secret society, there will be a sign by which two members can recognize themselves. For example, if you are a member of the Ogboni society, if you meet another member, you both shake hands with the right hand. They shake hands with the left. That is one way of recognizing themselves. Of course, we have other signs. Now, the Babylonian society, they have a way of recognizing themselves. And that symbol goes like this. I know you are going in for another surprise. It goes like this, like this, and like this. Have you seen that before? And then, when the Roman Catholic bishop became the head of the secret society,
because
they use the symbol, but they change the meaning. They say in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Amen. But the moment you make that sign, all the members of the secret society will know what it means. Unfortunately, millions of people who are following the Roman Catholic Church today, they don't know this secret. They don't know the secrets at all. They don't know anything about mothers and fathers, brothers and sisters. Sister, brother. They don't know what it means. But I'll just tell you a little bit more. It may surprise you, but you need to know the truth. Those who belong to the secret society in those days, if you want to join, and you want to go very hard, you get to a certain stage where they will require you as a man that you must cut off your private part.
and
throw it into the fire.
Cause it's honor, you know,
as a sacrifice to the God. And after you've done that, automatically you cannot marry again. That is the origin of what they call celibacy today. That is how it started. And there are several other things, but let us keep all the other terrible things. I'm telling you all these things. Not that you go ahead now and start taking the Roman Catholic when
you see
but that you might join forces with people like me who know the truth and pray that the Almighty will do something to bring the revival into the Roman Catholic Church. Because if God doesn't do something
soon,
over 700 million people will go straight to hell. We have the Pope. That is called the White Pope. That is the one that came to Nigeria. But there is someone back home in Rome. That doesn't travel.
He is
called the Black Pope. Not that he's a black man. But it's actually the fourth. You are allowing demons to enter into you. There are several other ways by which you can get into the
Lord.
But thank God for the blood of Jesus Christ. If you are covered in the blood of Jesus,
if you
cover your eyes,
if
you cover your nose,
if
you cover your entire body,
so
that there will be no evil influence that can pass through the Lord. They can get someone through the ear. By what you listen to, the type of music you listen to. Many of the children today who have committed abortion, ask them, how did they become loose? Listening to certain music. The fella type of music. Certain type of music that Sonny Ade will play at a certain time. You know the type of song I'm talking about. Immoral song. By listening to this song, this music is so popular. It must be that those people are saying I should not enjoy myself, they are wicked people. That is why every child of God
must
be careful the type of music you listen to. I want you to know that music is a very powerful
form.
The bad type of music can attract demons. And the good type of music can bring the angels down. For example, let people are going to work. They don't go there without singing. They sing certain songs that will make them wild. Make the demons come and help them. They can kill themselves. And while they are killing themselves, the devil will be laughing. The devil is ready to help you if you want to destroy
yourself.
But the Bible also tells
them
that when the evil forces come up for
Saul,
and David began to slay, good music. And bring the power of God down. Definitely bad music. And bring the prophet of the
devil
down. So watch the type of music you listen to. But one big way that these evil prophets can get
someone
is through the mouth. By what you eat.
What
you swallow. Many people
are
drinking power. Why they are drinking power?
God in my
mind. Please
help me
wake up that sister. There's one behind you also. This is not the type of seminar where people come to sleep.
Because
as I told you, get it through the mouth. Giving you something to eat. Something to swallow. Like the story of the woman I told you before. Who said, my children are dying. Therefore, I want someone to help me so that my children will not die again. And he went to one of these Aladra
people.
And he said, oh, that's no problem. The wife of the prophet called her. And said, you'll be all right. Your children won't die anymore. Just swallow this food. As soon as you swallow it, you go
to the house.
And she took it. Swallowed it.
Oh, baby.
And we didn't wait.
You
started attending meetings at
night. Where
they started eating human
beings. Very soon,
it was our turn to provide the
food. Oh, that is
and she had to kill her husband. Very soon,
life.
It was upon the
game.
To produce another meat for the food.
Last is
and she had to kill one of her children. I want you to see the irony of it.
No, thank you. It's a lot.
She went to these people because her children were dying.
Oh, my little boy.
Now she had to kill one of the children's husband.
You want me to see only that the
be careful what you say. Be careful what you swallow. Be careful where you eat. Watch your mouth. Because the evil forces are at work. And they can get someone through the mouth. They can get someone through the body. How do they do? Well, there are many of us who have done for one Babalawo at one time or the other.
Babalawo,
you have done something for
you.
And so you make so many marks on your
head.
And then put this in upon
you.
When you have been doing that one, unknown to yourself, you have been asking for trouble. Because by so doing, they have been implanting demons upon you. There are people who wear rings. And then amulet. And they don't know that this thing represents a sort of radio on their body. What do I mean by radio?
Who
has a radio here now?
And we
tune into the correct frequency. We can hear what is happening in Ibadan. Is that not so? No, all along. Everything that they are saying in Ibadan is already in the air here.
Oh, I know that I need
to fill in the atmosphere here.
Oh, I know that I.
But unless you feel your radio, you won't hear anything.
Like the property.
In a similar manner, the forces of darkness are all over the place. And if you have their radio with you, like a ring, like the amulet, you will begin to receive messages from them. You will know you are receiving them.
Oh, you must pay on that or that.
You will just discover that everything you do instead of succeeding, you are just
failing. Oh, God, you say,
you will just find that you are going from one problem to another.
Oh, the pain is on to me, so you can't pass me, KD.
It is not yourself.
It
is that thing which you are wearing.
Oh, so, more like you.
That is receiving messages from the headquarters of Satan.
Oh, no, God, that is.
There is the case of a certain brother.
I
don't know where he is now. He was having mental problems.
Only Aaron Apollo.
And we prayed for him.
Abadrafu.
We expected him to be delivered. But he just wasn't delivered. And we wonder what is happening. When you pray in the name of Jesus, all this must
bow.
And God said he has something. He has a secret he's hiding.
Only a three cocoa something pama.
So we did everything.
Inu aje lati fi se.
And when the town was made,
nigba ti won si lo ogun.
The lady of man tori fe.
Won si gbe tori re.
The rubbish in him.
Won si fi pa.
And he said so that witches will not be able to kill him.
Won ni ki awon aje ma ba le pa.
But as he was going home,
the man bo se n darugo.
He started to hear voices.
Be lo be si ni gbo ohun.
That one voice is speaking to him.
Oh, kan be si ni so ki.
Tell him to do this.
O be si ni so ki.
Tell him to do that.
Eyi tabi so.
Tell him to remove his clothes.
O be si ni so pe ko ba.
Tell him to walk about in.
O be si ni so pe ko ba.
Because the evil has been planted in his head. As many of us who had had this mark made on us, and have not been washed in the blood of the Lamb, we are in trouble. Until you are washed in the blood of the Lamb, the trouble is there. So that's one way they can get
Some.
So there are other ways.
I don't know, man.
They can get one through a direct attack.
One million nipa a dojuko.
By sending demons.
Nipa rino e mai mo.
To go and destroy someone.
That's law. Pai ni yonu.
I give you an example that
you can say. Ata pere ko temo dada.
You know the story of one of our sisters.
E mo ito yiko nina wala biriwa.
When I was in the university.
Nipa chawa ni ilia ko gita.
About 7 years ago.
Nika ambi odume jetayi.
The body is saying.
Mama wala biriwa.
And she was looking.
Hoti vesi ni suko.
Crying. Terrible.
Onke giri giri.
What's wrong, sister?
Kilo chele wala biri.
She said it is already determined.
Oni o unti pinu.
It is already determined.
Ato wati pinu re.
That is going to die.
So uyoku.
On the 25th of March.
Ni ojo ke dogba osu March.
How do you know?
Aniba olo temo.
Because you had a dream.
Olo ula ala kan.
In the dream.
Inu ala ye.
He was given a new batonment.
Ni wabbe ni awa kwe meni kan.
And when she entered into the car,
Aniba to wa anu mata yo kele ye.
The woman drew out the river.
Awa kwe meni ye omu.
And he wanted to keep her.
All the fair tiny bone.
And then she shouted.
By low kibbe.
And when she shouted,
by low kibbe.
She woke up.
By low ji.
And when she woke up,
by low ji.
She ran to the babalawo.
Oh no, so the babalawo.
What must I do?
In the watch, you.
Babalawo said, you are going to die.
Babalawo is a
way on March 25.
Me, it's joke, I don't know if you catch out.
What will I do so that I will not die?
Oh, take my back.
Babalawo said, all right, you go and bring this, go and bring that.
Babalawo ni kokuru lo mele wa lo muto wa.
But as he was going,
the Baba tin lo ni.
Babalawo spoke to someone who was sitting by his side.
Babalawo ba eni kan soro sojo
ko ni ba. That girl very well.
Oni wo omo bi ya daada.
Nothing can save her.
Ko so ko to le gba.
He will die on the 25th of March.
Ni ojo ke dogbon osu keta odun yoku.
And this girl heard Babalawo talking.
Ọmọ bí yẹn sì gbọ́ ohun tí babaláwo wí.
Kò sì bí ń kọ́ bá gbogbo babaláwo.
Kò wá padà wá sọ́dọ̀ babaláwo.
Ọmọ ìṣe tó sùn àrí bí ń pa.
Ṣùgbọ́n ó lọ sí àwọn tó ń yẹ àtẹ́wọ́ wò.
And the family that looked at our plan.
Àwọn tó ń yẹ àtẹ́wọ́ wò yẹn sì wọ àtẹ́wọ́.
Ẹ̀sẹ̀ kìí sẹ́.
O ní arájè.
What I can see in your plan.
Ohun ta rí lórí ọwọ́ rẹ.
Is that you are going to die.
Òhun ni pé ó kú.
On March 25.
Ní ọjọ́ kẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n oṣù March.
You wonder how is it that the two of them can make the same thing.
Ẹnu yà ọ́ bá méjèèjì ti lè mọ ohun kan náà.
They all belong to the same society.
Inú ẹgbẹ́ kan náà ni wọ́n jọ wà.
They are part of the same organization.
Ara ẹgbẹ́ kan náà ni wọ́n.
Peter is the chairman.
Sátani ni alága wọn.
And when he's going to do something, he tells his associate.
Nígbà tó o bá ti fẹ́ ṣe ohunkóhun, a sì sọ fáwọn ẹ̀mẹ̀wá rẹ̀.
To this day around.
Báyìí ni ọmọbìnrin
yìí. Àtàrí maybe I've been dealing with all these false people.
O ní bóyá òun ti ń darapọ̀ pẹ̀lú àwọn
eléèkéwò yìí.
Ó lọ sí erékùsù.
And make the prophet there.
Ó lọ bá wòlíì kan níbẹ̀.
The prophet found.
Na wòlíì yẹn ti
sọ. Round the bell.
Ó lago.
Born in Spain.
Ó tún ti rà rí.
He came back and said.
Ó ti padà wá wípé.
Sister.
Alábìrin.
You are done.
Òun kú ni ẹ.
On March 25.
Ní ọjọ́ kẹẹ̀dọ́gbọ̀n oṣù Máàcì.
Three people.
Àwọn mẹ́ta.
Condemned started his work today on the same day. You can imagine that by then he was almost mad. Finally, they brought her to the office.
No prayer, one more to be telling.
And when she was talking, And she became more worried. I thought I would be delivered here. Look at this man, laughing at me. So I told her, as long as Jesus is alive, you accept him. You will not die. Of course, it was easy to accept Jesus Christ under the circumstance. He became a Christian. But then that's not the end of the story. On March 25, throughout the night of March 25, the morning of
26,
there was not a single girl that slept in that hall. By 5 a.m., when they were meeting themselves in the toilet, The devil was determined to have you, but because you have come to the side of Jesus
Christ,
he sent his angels down.
There
was a battle in your hall last night. Angels are here tonight. Because the forces of darkness are also around. So they can attack someone by coming directly with demons. They can use one method that is famous among the Yoruba. The method we call Sigidi. In other words, you make a
prayer
like a human being, and then the demon will enter into that place. And he will change it to something that can work. That can kill, that can destroy. We have an example like that before. Many of you know a certain man called Kaka. How many of you know him? You are not very many. Okay, when I tell you the story this way, Kaka was someone. He was a leader of the secret society. His father was a leader of the secret society before him. Then he accepted Christ. When he accepted Christ, he decided to throw away all his
sons.
But there was one that he could not throw away. He got this one from his father. The father got it from the grandfather. And according to Kaka, this idol is what they used to send out to kill people when they want to kill someone. They will get a ram. Get the ram ready. Then they will give the name of the person they want to kill. And the name of the mother of the fellow. Once they give the two names to the idol, wherever that fellow may be, the idol will get it. But if you think I don't know, so you say, that when you send him on an
errand,
you must not leave.
Oh, but also,
because when he comes back,
so you come up by
the day, he will knock the door 3 times.
I'll connect with him.
If you don't open it before, he knocks the 4 times.
So, by the
because he doesn't need your door before you enter.
So you pay for a meeting and collect your cotton wallet.
And then you either fill the mouth and him on an errand.
Yana, go for any call on it.
Or you turn him to a main person.
Sadiko Muko Yaro.
So whenever they send him on an errand,
only new back by some of us in Ronita,
he must be there waiting for him.
Oh, but one, you better come out.
As soon as he knocks at the door,
go out to connect with
him. You quickly kill the ram.
What is a Yapa Abu?
And then you open the door.
Why, Sileku?
And give him the blood of the ram to
come. What is it for near a German?
Then the demon possessing this thing will go.
And
the thing will appear like that. And everybody sees a good thing. So Kaka sent to
her.
I said, this is the only one that I cannot throw out
myself.
Because if I throw it out, I know you come back and kill me. And Papa said
that.
I said, that's no problem.
Jesus
will throw him out. I'm not the one who will throw him out. All powers belong to Jesus
Christ.
So I broke. All the way from Lagos.
Lati koni.
And for the first time in my life,
I back in
I slept at the stern.
After Lori bitatin wa.
I nearly entered into the gutter before I woke up.
After I woke up, Katoji.
It was then I realized that what I was going to mean is not a joke.
But no. No, you tell me pray on to my fellow Bethano. It's a war.
Bethano, what's going to happen?
Satani Mount, she will tell it.
And he wants to destroy me before I can get
to it. All the King Sodebe.
But I'm God. Jesus never failed.
Yes, it's a people now.
So we speak of the one with all this.
I'll bet you, Grima, Sadebe.
Ram it into the boot of our car.
I'll bet you, Mato.
Took it to a river.
I'll bet you, Toby.
And got to destroy it there.
I'll see. Panu Snaka.
After some days,
I
saw Kaka again.
I Kaka.
And he was so a lot of surprise.
Oh, see, what I look at
you, he said, you are still alive?
Yes, I am alive.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be you.
Jesus Christ, Baba, Pelure.
All power, honor.
So, Baba, let me
know that I've been giving to Jesus.
He said, if you just speak,
he'll be on the ground.
You are poor.
I will be glad to protect you.
You are not a double prayer.
So they can use it with
you. One of those
they can send demons.
One of them, right?
You are that someone.
That is to me, and you can.
I told you the story of the brother I preached before.
Well, it's a sign of when someone needs to leave.
So, you remember the people who
died? It's a job, my bad.
When he accepted Jesus Christ, he said, I'm no longer interested in civil society. And the
lie
that
came.
After all you know, you are the one who has been taking record of what you have done.
Nothing by confidence.
Look at that woman.
Praise
the Lord! The one who has been writing down the records of what you have been doing.
Hey, that nothing say, continue on that thing say.
How can you go now?
Paolo say, one day, that day.
So they appeal to him.
Not by anyone.
He refused to come.
Oh, call that father.
Well, finally they decided that they just have to eliminate him.
Don't be a man, I want your father.
And then according to him,
yeah, but it's all.
One night,
that's a letter.
He was then a student at the University of
Utah. Oh, yeah, on my call, he never got
it. After he returned from Tony.
Now he's up by that day, that's if he can correct.
He locked the door.
Oh, Tilaki.
And decided to sleep.
Oh, Tilaki,
He just stayed in Utah.
Oh, come back, right there.
Because he was tired.
He's a little there.
And then he slept.
By Utah.
And God came to him.
Oh, no, okay, so what?
And woke him up.
Oh, Tilaki.
Turn.
Oh, no.
Pray.
Madura.
To go down with me,
by a little bit
of everything.
Oh, that's me.
God, you know,
I'm a prayer.
You know, I love to pray.
I'm a fellow.
But I'm there tonight. I will pray more tomorrow morning.
I'm a bad grass.
You know, we'll tell us to do.
By a little too.
And God came down the second time.
I'm just talking about that.
I'm a pray.
Madura.
Look, not down.
Oji,
you are an understanding father.
Oh, Baba,
I'm tired.
No,
I will pray tomorrow.
No, Baba,
that is what I have to do.
Oh, it's too soon.
God came the
third
time. Then,
Ama,
pray. And say, okay, Father. If there is no sleeping, I no sleeping. When
you
made down, I started
praying.
And
as
he was praying, something black came into my
mind.
God was perfectly loved.
There, I see
like he is the one who loves
the
Lord.
Like
and this is
me. By me, you
thank God, our brother was praying. This thing was going backwards.
By me,
He was going backwards. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke you.
Oh, God, since I pray, you look at Jesus, what you are doing.
One of the students, he was sitting beside the door.
Rolled over, and
put his leg on the way.
Oh, this, yes, I see, oh, John.
So when this thing was going back, the hand of the thing touched the leg of this boy.
Then,
by the following morning,
you were joking.
That leg was as big as finger. And that guy had to spend the whole year at home before he could come back.
Oh, my goodness, in the Latin logo.
Making some marks on water.
If I have to see better, I said,
you want to name
them. So we consider.
That reminds me of the paper
today. Yeah, and I mean, let's see, so I don't think.
Also, while I was at the university.
Me, but tomorrow, I mean, like, oh, Giga.
There was a lizard walking in his head. Walking all about in the head. And when that thing is walking around, and it's always walking when the examination is near.
So finally,
when they are thinking of taking the boy to Harrow, he came.
Oh,
I said, brother, you must save me.
What's the Arakuri?
I said, the lizard disappeared. There are so many examples I could give.
Oh, call up for a prayer and money, see, for
it appears that time to attend the funny house.
Well, all that then you say, I could go and say it.
But I want you to write down the following Bible passage. Concerning God's warning,
Nipa Ikilo Long,
about joining Christian society,
Nipa Dara for Penuel Belkuku,
or tampering with them,
Tabini, Nipa Penuma,
in any way of
school.
Deuteronomy chapter 18,
Deuteronomy, Orike, Dinogo,
verses 9 to 13.
As a cat from Deketala,
Deuteronomy 18.
Deuteronomy, Orike, Dinogo,
verses 9 to 13.
As a cat from Deketala,
Leviticus chapter 19.
Leviticus, Orico, Dinogo,
Leviticus 19. Exodus 22. Leviticus chapter 20. Leviticus 20, verse 27. These are some of the Bible passages where God is warning us against having anything to do with the
situation.
Those of you who say we are reading our
stars,
you are opening yourself to the attack of demons. Those who take form or part in any form of idol worship, you are opening yourself to demon attack. If you are not careful, you things that have been prepared by secret society. And before you know what is happening, they have got you. I told you the story of your sister before. Also, while I was in the university. Who came for lecture? Why they were waiting for me to come and lecture?
Because
they don't look at our hands. And underneath our skin, they are preaching certain things in Arabic. There was someone there, one student. Who came? I said, they've got you.
You told me because you said,
what do you mean? And that one said, there's a secret society.
Yes, it's okay. I will block
the
cocoa.
And when they've managed to write under the skin of someone,
they said, I'm passing it.
And then they brought that to my office. And they told me the story. I said, that's very good. Because this particular girl, I talked to her before. I said, this is
Christ.
And they told me,
how did she suffer?
They paid you to teach us mathematics. Not to preach us about Jesus. Teach me mathematics and let her
know.
So when they brought her, I
said,
very good.
And you are there.
I am trying to teach mathematics. So I left her in my office. I went to teach my class. When I came back after 1 hour, she was still only on the ground. You accept Jesus Christ now? You accepted Jesus
Christ.
And we prayed for her in the name of Jesus. And then she left my office. What she was doing? Don't worry anymore. Once you are covered in the blood of Jesus, you are free. And she went from the classroom. About a mile
distant.
When she got home, she took her key. She was about to open the door. Then she glanced at the hand. And the right things were gone. So there are ways to suggest people. But you have to be careful. Be careful what type of soap you use to take your bath. Don't burn incense. Don't drink holy water. Be careful what you put out. Because the devil is about like a lion.
Satan ni ka kiri ti kini wo
ti zuru ni do
wa ni to pa je kiri
ni le mo ju so
no wa je se kiri
we so go to death me
so ni je mi mu.
Now, how do we know?
Bawo la se ni mo
we have already got to you
ni wa ba te ti mu o
what are the signs
kini ami
that will show that these forces are already at work
so le fi han pe awon ebe won yi ti sise
this will be treated in some details tomorrow.
I'll call Jin and Nipa Lola.
But I just want to mention some of them.
One more confess anybody, I didn't know.
Some of the signs are solid.
I am here, you.
Prolonged depression.
A Danny Loro or Jabutai?
Depression, when you feel low.
Is it a Sile or Jabutai?
You feel depressed for a long period.
Is that over me, the rest of you? Is that the first?
The enemy is at work. When you have uncontrollable passion, you just feel like eating.
So
when you are hungry, you don't want to wait for
the food. Oh, kini para ba le kon je di
na mu won ko yuru le tabi ba to ba fe ko ka ti bo control yo so
o se le se da bo bo ara e ma
so an e fa he that this office are already at work
ami kon ni e pe awon egbe buburu won yi
won ti ko 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 won e jam to
do le pa pa kya kya ni pa so le kon ni be
e certain student
how ma ka ko
won ti do examination o
o lo ti bi ka ko
e ja mo ga so lo gan
ni na ko ki ga se ko
awon ti bo ni do be
ni ba to de be
ki go si so bad
o ko sa wari
that he could not do anything other than keep on with
the pe o wo le se nkan kan ju pe ko sa ma ko sa
anado
oh jomo
o ga da ma so
ha balaba so ti
o ni de jam mi so ho to right of one
o lo ti bi dawo lati se dawo
do ni gbadu i just set on with the right there on the
bo se de be lo be ni so ni bi to wa ye
ni de so we are going to put him to the hospital
ha ni sa fa ma mu lo si le
where to kiss him you know
number 2
he said
you whether is going to be delivered
any can it ba ma tun sile
for thing
only that ni jawo ese to ti da
particularly things that have to do with the occultic practices. The woman that was talking to you about,
I like to see my friend
who was giving something to take by the wife of the prophet. And she was when she confessed that she had done
this.
She was then that the Lord set her free. So the Lord is going to set people free. Also,
back on earth.
The world who is going to be delivered
and in our house today
must be prepared to be delivered.
Only that in Murata for it today.
If he is telling us not want to be delivered, we cannot force the fellow to be delivered. Then what do we do?
It's
like a witch.
Who
does not want to be delivered?
He said, what do
we do? We bind the force in her. Just bind the force then. And that can be very terrible for them. I remember during the last
meeting.
When I was at Akure, a brother came to me
and
said, my wife was pregnant. After
5 months,
the pregnancy started developing. And after I was praying, I discovered that my mother was the woman behind
it.
Go and bring the mother. Fortunately, when the mother was coming, she came with her daughter. Those who
had
been assisting her. Somehow she discovered that she was going to fight a battle.
I said, woman,
this is what was shown us.
What am I winning?
Will you confess?
Ajawabi.
He said, after he say I am a witch. I said, woman, better listen to me carefully. I am not here to joke. If you want, you can be delivered tonight.
So that's I'll let you out till I tell you.
If you don't want,
so that is fair.
I will bind that force in you. What do you think will happen? If we bind a snake,
Ti a ba de ejo,
we put it inside the woman.
Ta gbe sinu eniyan.
He said that woman will not be comfortable.
Only Allah ni ro ni eni
be. Fine.
And if
that is what I'm going to do.
Oh, and
we bind the force in you.
What very pattern that you
read? Bind the force in these two people who are come to support you.
What very pattern and you know when you made it. You are laughing or no
one. You come out begin to swear.
Never say no, that is me.
And you send to me Lagos, I won't come.
So that's not just me, Lagos, me, Lewa.
And he said, what me?
How's the new couple?
Yes, we are the one.
Then you are one live.
I say, woman,
and you are ready.
Will you be free?
Oh, I say, I trust you, baby.
You want to be set free?
Oh, I say, I trust you, baby.
The youngest daughter said, I want to be free, sir.
Oh, my believe, everyone, any. Prophet, you mean,
woman, the old woman said, I want to be free.
Ah, I believe, any, no, tell me, to see.
But the new one is the middle. Who was in the secondary school? Yes, I want to be free too. And I looked at her, I said, sister, it would be terrible if I had to ask God to send the fire down on you. Because the Bible says it is a terrible thing to
the hand of God.
And whether you realize it or not, our God is a
consuming
fire. It's a consuming fire. Today, as you ever do, yesterday, thank God you are delivered.
Those
who want to be delivered must reject the devil.
And all
these
angels. Hey, everyone.
Who wants to be delivered?
All
the things that they have committed. Things that involve occultism. All those days you have been with the Babalawo. All those times you have been
with the
Babalawo. All those institutions that have been made on your
head.
I'm sorry. And I won't do so again. If you don't ask the Lord for forgiveness, If you want to do much today,
there
we go.
Oh, judge.
But tomorrow you become brand new. If you don't want them to we are going to bind them. None of you will get out of here. Exactly as you say me. No way. We are going to pray now. We are going to talk to Jesus. If you want to confess your
sin, please
do so. And when you bless her, ask the Lord to deliver you.
Shall
we pray?
Amen.
Any aya you power alejo.
Yes.
Oh, see, but you start to do the color.
Yes.
Money.
Yes.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh, thank hallelujah.
Thank you. You are blessed today.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord sent his word to heal them and deliver them from their destruction. There is power in God's word. Thank you for listening to today's message from Pastor E.A. Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. We believe you've been blessed. If you need this message on audio CD, please contact RCCG Internet Outreach, USA, PO Box 710874, Houston, Texas, USA, or call 281-541-3864 or visit the Nigeria office at 15 Erickmore Close off Erickmore Street, Surulere, Lagos, Nigeria. Telephone 234-890-5822. Remember, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.